Last week, after a long wait, Senator Elizabeth Warren released her latest plan, how to pay for her proposed Medicare for All program. Senator Warren contends that she can create a $52 trillion plan and not raise taxes on the middle class. Warren would end private health insurance for $160 million, and the financing scheme she proposed won't be enacted for one simple reason. Even in this superficial age, it doesn't pass the smell test. Warren's plan was softly criticized by her main Democratic rivals, former VP Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, while Bernie Sanders was largely muted in his response. Donald Trump won't be so reserved. Let's look at Senator Warren's projected 10-year cost for her plan. She says after netting out what the federal and state governments are currently projected to pay over the next 10 years for Medicare and Medicaid, there remains $30 trillion to be financed. She projects significant savings under the heading of, quote, comprehensive payment reform, unquote, and projects a reduction in payment rates which hospitals and other providers currently receive from private health insurers. It's well documented that hospitals and doctors receive higher payments from private health insurance plans than they do from Medicare and Medicaid. Reducing provider payments to just above Medicare rate will hurt doctors and thrust many hospitals into the red. Warren ignores this. Then she blithely assumes that she will utilize, quote, global budgeting and management reforms, unquote, to reduce costs further. These are code words for rationing health care. It is no secret that every nationalized health care system utilized across the globe rations care in order to make it fit within fixed budgets. Warren guarantees that health care rationing is in our future, but she won't say so. Proponents of ending private health insurance completely ignore the fact that putting everyone into one massive federal health insurance plan will result in yearly funding fights in Congress. Given the inability of Congress to enact budgets in recent decades, one can hardly be sanguine about subjecting all national health care spending to the annual congressional budget process. Warren also proposes importing foreign drug price controls to the U.S., undoubtedly reducing incentives for new drug development. This will surely disappoint those hoping for new drugs to cure Alzheimer's, cancer, and a host of other serious maladies. She would also force employers to fork over close to $9 trillion, representing what employers currently pay for employee health insurance. So, employer costs aren't actually going to be eliminated. She has other taxes she'd raise, too. The 21% corporate tax rate adopted in 2017 to make U.S. rates internationally competitive would be hiked back to 35%. Warren would also reinstate a worldwide earnings tax on U.S. companies, which would incentivize companies to move operations overseas and keep profits earned abroad away from our shores. Warren's plan would therefore export American jobs and make our global companies less competitive. Warren also promotes class warfare in her plan. On top of the unconstitutional wealth tax, which she has already proposed to fund free college, eliminate student loan debt, and no-cost childcare, the Massachusetts senator would add yet another wealth tax, this time on capital gains, which haven't yet been realized. So, if a wealthy person owns a stock which has appreciated in value but has not yet sold that stock, Warren would now tax unrealized capital gains. Such a gambit would undoubtedly depress overall stock values and wouldn't just affect the wealthy. Everyone with a retirement savings in a 401k or a 403b pension plan would also be hurt. Lastly, Senator Warren, for good measure, would cut defense by $800 billion, which will appease some in her base, but will leave the U.S. demonstrably less secure. Meanwhile, independent budget experts at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget say it is impossible to enact a $30 trillion Medicare for All plan without significant middle-class tax increases. They estimate the true cost of Medicare for All would require doubling individual and corporate taxes or cutting all other federal spending by 80%. In other words, Senator Warren can't achieve her single-payer health plan without dramatically increasing taxes on everyone, including the middle class. Why she contends otherwise is a mystery. But after all, Senator Warren is the person who spent many years falsely claiming minority status as a Native American. I suspect her dubious claim of ethnic heritage won't do her campaign nearly as much damage as her health care funding scheme.